And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 27th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of Zadie Smith, born Sadie Smith in London, 1975, Jamaican mother, English father, wanted to be a tap dancer, then be a jazz singer. She managed to get into Cambridge, where she worked hard writing fiction. Wrote short stories, and one short story got too long to be a short story, and she kept writing, and eventually it became her first novel, White Teeth, came out in 2001. It's the birthday of the poet Sylvia Plath, born Boston, 1932. Excellent student, went to Smith College. She was a guest editor for Mademoiselle magazine, graduated highest honors, 1955, won a Fulbright to study at Cambridge, where she met and married the poet Ted Hughes. In 1960, she gave birth to a daughter, and she published The Colossus, the only book of her poems to be published during her lifetime. She decided to write a novel based on her experience the summer she worked at Mademoiselle. She won a fellowship to work on the novel, a fellowship from the publishers Harper and Row, but once she finished the book, the editors rejected it. They thought it was overwritten, immature. The novel called The Bell Jar, published in England, January of 1961. And a month later, Sylvia Plath committed suicide. Many people learned about her only after her death. They read her poems in obituaries and news stories. In 1965, a collection called Ariel was published posthumously, and Sylvia Plath became more and more popular. The Bell Jar finally came out in this country, stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 6 months. Sylvia Plath, who wrote, "Everything in life is writable about if you have the outgoing guts to do it and the imagination to improvise. The worst enemy to creativity is self-doubt." Here's a poem for today by C.G. Hanslechek, entitled Egg. "I'm scrambling an egg for my daughter. Why are you always whistling?" she asks. "Because I'm happy. And it's true, though it stuns me to say it aloud. There was a time when I wouldn't have seen it as my future. It's partly a matter of who is there to eat the egg. The self, fallen out of love with itself through the tedium of familiarity, or this little self, so curious, so hungry, who emerged from the woman I love, a woman who loves me in a way I've come to think I deserve, now that it arrives from outside me. Everything changes, we're told, and now the changes are everywhere. The house with its morning light that fills me like a revelation, the yard with its trees that cast a bit more shade each summer, the love of a woman that both is and isn't confounding, and the love of this clamor of questions at my waist. Clamor of questions, you clamor of answers. Here's your egg." A poem by C.G. Hanslechek, Egg, from The Cave, selected and new poems published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more, in stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.